Welcome. What a welcome that was, right? Amen. Good to see you on this wonderful Children's Sabbath. We've got a lot of wonderful things. Thank you. Our smallest, Todd, is right here saying amen. We've started her out early. This is a wonderful time of year, isn't it? We've got the pumpkins on the front lawn, and we've got Children's Sabbath going on, and we've got Laity Sunday next week. I'm looking forward to hearing in this service Lance Dixon, who's going to give us our message next week. And then the following Sunday is Hog on the Hill, so be sure and buy your tickets. Be sure and be getting together your silent auction items, barbecue, dessert, all those kinds of things. And Clark, go ahead and wave your hand. Look at this good-looking man at the back. That's who wants to see you after the service today. He is our stewardship chairperson and co-leader of the Hog on the Hill event. So I'm sure I've gone ahead of all of our announcements. Is someone back there clicking the announcements? Because I'm giving them. Oh, October 16th, we have a very, on a much more serious note, a wonderful opportunity to be better informed about the epidemic of suicide among our young people, especially. The grandson of our own member, Lou Teeter, her grandson had suicide, and she's doing this event in his memory. And so I hope that you'll be a part of that, and you'll see more details about that in your bulletin on October 16th. Our food pantry has begun, and today I believe you were supposed to bring some canned vegetables, but no fear, we're collecting it no matter if you miss a Sunday, so be sure and bring your pasta and rice next Sunday, and then you've got your vegetables today. We've had the fruit drive, and then the canned meats or proteins like peanut butter. So be sure and catch up on all those and bring those so that we have plenty of food to offer the needy as they come. Also, you may have received in the mail, hopefully that you did, and if you didn't, please call the church office, your pledge or commitment card, Grow by One, as well as your Ministry of Covenant. You know, we want everyone to be involved in ministry, more than just coming to worship, although that's very important as you fulfill your United Methodist and Christian vows, but to be involved in ministry, whether it's to be in the children's ministry, youth ministry, helping greet people, or being active in so many other ways. All of them are on the covenant, and there's an explanation on the back of each and every ministry, so that you, if you have further questions other than what's listed, please call the church office, and we will help you with that information. So those are going to be consecrated here at the altar on October 23rd, the day of Hog on the Hill. So if you'll bring those in, or if you prefer to mail them in, you certainly may do so. So that will be a time to bring your covenants and your commitment cards. It is great to be here. I hope that you will be sure and register your attendance. We have several visitors here today, and we especially welcome you. Let's turn around and greet one another in the peace of Christ.
Lord, open the eyes of my heart.
We want to
Thank you so much. Hey, please be seated for just a moment.
Hello.
Kids, where are the kids? Come down and join us for the children's moment.
Come see, they look scary, but they're
really
nice.
We are not Miss Laura. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're burdened with
us. These two guys are nice, right?
Sorry. Come on down. I know you.
They're afraid to come down.
I think some of our kiddos must still be seeing next door.
I don't know any of these other people. Good morning.
Good morning. We're not. We'll just say it again.
Good morning. They are not enthused, but not I am enthused about Pig on the Mountain, right? That's coming up in 2 weeks.
Sort of.
I don't think that's...
I think it's
Asbury's Muffet and Suffet.
Tuffet? And sat on a Tuffet? Are you doing nursery rhymes?
Well, they're children, so...
They
know how that works.
No, it's swine on the hill.
Sounds good. No.
They know.
They know.
Why are we doing this? I don't know what's happening. Let's talk about the celebrity judges that we have this year. Number one,
Pat Bradley.
The shooter. Pat Bradley, Arkansas Razorback. You guys like basketball, football?
Soccer.
Oh, well, he is not a soccer player.
One to nothing.
But they know who he is. They know who he is. Okay, number two.
Melinda Mayo. On the stage.
She doesn't play keys.
Close enough.
That phrase, man. Okay, number three.
Number three. I'm going to let you go with number three.
Okay. President of Hendricks College, Dr. Suitsui.
Suitsui.
And
we've got a bit of trivia.
No, not only is he the president of Hendricks College, and then Clark told me this, he is a Godzilla expert. I'm serious. You guys even know Godzilla?
He's not real.
He's not real.
Thank you.
That's the Halloween spirit right there.
I'm glad you told me that because I closed my closet.
Do you guys even know what we're talking about here? Okay. October 23rd, Sunday. Okay.
One of the big things, though.
What?
Barbecue.
Oh, right. Everybody loves barbecue.
When I snap a point up, that means I made a point of some sort. So.
Okay.
I do it at home. I tell my child to go, Emma. And she goes, I don't know what that means. She's 2.5, but I can read her eyes. So.
Okay.
I know. So, yes. Again, the date is
October 23rd, Sunday, 2 weeks from today.
All right, so everybody out here, just a lot of you grab your family. I think my family's coming up.
Nice.
There's also
Clark. Clark?
Clark.
Back there? Nobody's looking at you, but you're back there.
So there's sign up sheets back there. Be willing to go back there and sign up. So, yes. So, who wants to pray this morning? Nobody? Okay, how about this? I'll pray. Everybody, back in. Dear God, help us open our hearts to those who visit Asbury during Hog on the Hill and greet them with a welcoming spirit. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Anne Marie, I think they need some prayer after that. Let us go to God in prayer, and Anne Marie will lead us in our Lord's Prayer following the pastoral prayer. Most loving Father, we thank you for another week in which we did our work, in which we celebrated wonderful things, and in which we perhaps experienced a disappointment or a shock. Maybe we even had a moment of grief. But you were there with us for it all, God. You never leave our side. When we cannot find you, it is not you that have left us, but we have left you. So in this moment and moving forward, may we realize how strongly you want to be connected to us through your Holy Spirit. And that all you want us to do is call out to you. Because what we don't realize is that you are already there. So God, forgive us when we are hesitant to talk to you. Because maybe we're ashamed. Maybe we don't understand something. Maybe we're so angry we don't think you want to hear from us. Maybe we're just so conflicted because our mind says we really need to make this decision, but our heart leads us in a different direction. So God, we are a people this morning as we celebrate these children that, like children, just want to have peace. Peace in our minds and our hearts, and feel your holy peace with one another. We present ourselves today as a broken people that can only be made whole again through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that believes in us and believed in us enough to go to the cross. But just as death could not contain him, our sin cannot contain us. For we lift out and we lift up from that old life and embrace your mercy and your grace and commit to live anew, knowing that you can give us the strength to do that. So God, we pray for those who have been hurt and experience devastation from the hurricane. Especially we lift up to you the people of Haiti that already have such difficult lives. May we not just sit where we are, shake our heads and say poor things. May we do something to help them by praying for them and sending a donation of some kind, any kind. And just be there in spirit for them. Certainly there are tragedies that happen every day, but we especially lift this up because it's so fresh. God, have mercy on all your people. And we thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ, who has taught us the most beautiful and complete prayer by praying.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our future is in good hands. Amen?
Amen.
And speaking of our future, as we continue to be faithful in our giving, we invite our ushers to come forward now. And as you think about the gifts that you give, please know that a lot of ministry is being done through your faithfulness. And for that, we give thanks. Let us go to God in prayer. Most gracious Lord, it is with joy that we give to you. May we never give with hesitation or resentment, but pure and utter joy, knowing that you give blessings unto us, not in judgment, but in pure and utter joy. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But then Jesus saw it. He was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them. For such belongs to the king. For to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them.
Today we celebrate children. Amen. Infants, toddlers, teenagers, adults, because we are all God's children. We are all claimed by God, adopted by God, heirs of the eternal kingdom. And we all have something in common. We all were born, and we all had a childhood. Sometimes you'll hear people say, "Oh, I had a wonderful childhood." Others, not so much. But I think that all of us had a childhood somewhere in between the two. We have wonderful, warm, happy memories, maybe of special birthdays, maybe of special Christmases, maybe of special things that we had always wanted or activities we had always wanted to do, and we did them. But certainly, all of us at some point in our childhood experienced some hurt, some disappointment, some even neglect. And as we think back on our childhood, we know that who we are as adults has everything to do with the way that we were reared in that home, with things and attitudes that people had toward us. We are children grown up. Some aspects, maybe, we're still maturing. I began to write a book several years ago. It's entitled, "Hey Preacher Lady," because Preacher Lady was my handle in the 80s when I was driving back and forth from Dallas, Texas to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Monday through Friday, and I had a CB radio. Tony bought it for me after my first speeding ticket. I got to know the truckers pretty well. Some wanted me to get them to know better, but I didn't. And the talk that they would have, whoo, I'd come home and I'd say, "I miss my truckers." Tony'd say, "Oh, you do?" I said, "Yeah, you don't sweet talk me like they do." They see me from across the interstate and they say, "Whoo, I'm a movie star." That's kind of hard to come down off of. So I wrote this book. I've written 6 chapters anyway. It'll be my first project upon retirement in a while. And the book has vignettes, just small little stories about things that have happened and things that have been said throughout the course of my ministry. I figure in the foreword of my book, I will say the names have been changed to protect the guilty. And there will be some chapters that will have really heart-tugging stories. But by and large, it's going to be a book of the lighter, joyful moments of ministry. And most all of them will feature the children. Because after all, children are great teachers. My mother and my grandmother were both teachers. Teachers at school, teachers in church, the primarily life teachers to a very impressionable young girl. So in memory of what they have taught me and in celebration of what they have taught me, I dedicate this message to them today. On this Children's Sabbath, as any good teacher would have, I have some objects for an object lesson. Crayon. Now, as if you haven't already tried to figure out how old I am, I'm going to date myself a little further. How many of you remember the song by Chicago, Color My World? There you go. You just dated yourself too. Okay, so the crayon. Children color our lives with their enthusiasm, with their constant questions. They're not doing that to be annoying. They literally want to know why something works that way. Or why you told them no. They want to understand the world around them. So I think about those who have the children entrusted in their care. I think about the child care providers. I think about the parents that have the responsibilities together to raise and nurture these children. That we would be aware of families and the care that is offered to them. And I am very attuned to the fact that quality child care can be difficult to afford. I'm very aware of that now because I'm burning the road back and forth to Fayetteville. It's cheaper to have Emmy come up than to pay for a sitter for a long-awaited event, and I'm happy to do so. I also want us to be mindful this day of the children who don't have the best care, whose somewhat harmful care pushes down their potential. Today, I remember the child care providers and the parents of our precious children. Chalk. Think about the chalk. We all like to kind of play with chalk and a chalkboard. Today I want us to lift up the teachers. The teachers who are covered in chalk dust. Smell of magic markers and glue. The children who have to stay after school because they're acting out the hurt that has been manifested. Bullying, perhaps. Lack of discipline. And they're staying after school and banging out the erasers from the chalkboard, wiping down the board. We need to pray for our teachers who devote themselves to educating our children and helping them flourish in this world that's scary for adults. Can you imagine how it feels to the children? Are we being mindful of what we're allowing them to see on the TV? I mean, it's one thing to let them see the scene of the hurricane. It's another thing to allow them to see the dead bodies washed on the shore. Our children. A very, very used pencil. Even though it's quite used, has no eraser. It still has some purpose and function. And I'm mindful today of the children who are not particularly shiny and new. They don't have new outfits to start wearing the first day of school. They don't live in the nicest neighborhoods. They're a little embarrassed that they don't have a brand on the back pocket of their jeans or drive in a fairly new automobile. Maybe they're children who aren't able to reach their potential because they don't live in neighborhoods with safe school areas. Maybe they're not shiny and new because they have special challenges, where every single day is a huge challenge just to get cleaned up and put on their clothes. And for the parents who are so weary of the chronic challenges. So everyone they are around, from teachers to family, just have that built-in attitude of low expectation. How utterly unfair. So today I remember those children. Band-Aids. All you have to do is go to Arkansas Children's Hospital and see children whose lives will never be like so many of our children here at Asbury. They may not make it into adulthood. They have illnesses that take them in and out of hospitals all the time. And I'm so grateful that Arkansas has such a fabulous facility with such a fabulous attitude toward making sure there's health care for those children. But I'm also aware of all the other children who are abused and have injuries due to that. Do they get health care? Well, no. The parents won't take them to the emergency room for the fear of what might be accused of them about concerning the injury. I'm vastly aware of families who are in between jobs that don't have health care. And they try to cure and fix their children on their own with what little means that they have, or they don't either have adequate health care for their children. Dental health care. Health care for hearing and sight. At school, they can't see what the teacher has written well because the family can't afford the proper glasses. So the teacher and the students think the child is stupid. The child just can't see. Join me in praying for those children today. And finally, the pen. There's power in the pen. A pen is at the hand of the political, of the businessman, and of the media. And this pen signs off legislation that affects your children and our grandchildren. And this pen signs documents for businesses that may be making decisions that are not good for our ecology, but are great for the economy. And this pen may very well write a story, write a newspaper article that's not quite factual, that's slanderous, that's not helpful, but a child's eyes will see it and read it. So I pray today for those who have power of the pen, that what they do, they will be mindful of the influence that it has over the weak, who have no voice because of the noise around them that drowns their voice out. Our children, they keep us young, they keep us involved. They remind us of what is important. They invite us to go back to our childhood and play. Go back to your childhood in your adulthood. At staff meeting a few weeks ago, Aura, our ACCDC school director, was sharing that some of the teachers of the school had gotten some adult coloring books. Have you seen those in the stores? Fast-moving trend. And I said, I want one. I hadn't colored in years and years and years. Used to be one of my favorite things to do, especially the cartoon pages of the Flintstones and the Jetsons, my favorite. Next week, Laura got me an adult coloring book. The next time I went to Fayetteville, Kara walked with me down the aisle, and we got me a nice, shiny, new box of coloring pencils. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try my hardest to stay within the lines and make it really colorful. And I'm going to frame a page and give it to my granddaughter for her room. Play-Doh. Love the smell and the feel of Play-Doh. I like to feel it ooze between my fingers. You know, that's a stress releaser. Makes you want to go get some right now, doesn't it? Come on. You know you do. I don't care what color it is. Or finger painting. We've done that. Getting different colors of paints and paper and maybe close our eyes and do our fingers every which way and then look to see when we open our eyes what we've created. I mean, you can feel like an artist with finger painting. But I'll go you one better. This is the preacher's tip of the day. Go get you some vanilla pudding and put it in several different bowls and get some color, some food color, and make up different colors of vanilla pudding in your little bowls. Get some wax paper and then start finger painting away and you've got a creative and tasty treat. This is what I do in my office all week long. I try to think of things like that. Not true. Jesus. He took time with children. You know what I think of when I think of Jesus with the children? I think of him having fun. One of my favorite pictures of Jesus is the one of him standing next to the big fishing boat and he's just laughing. The laughing Jesus, I think it's called. Because the scriptures don't tell us that he laughed a lot. But that doesn't mean he didn't. I think he laughed a lot. And I don't think they were cynical laughs. I think they were joyful laughs. I can see him sitting with children around him, and he's on the beach, and he's on the seashore there, and he's taking his sandals off, and he's digging his toes into the sand just for the fun of it, just for the feel of it. And I can see the children starting to mimic what he's doing, and they're taking their shoes off, and they're just digging their toes in the sand right along with him. And another time I can see Jesus laughing out really big because he looks at the child and he's just been teaching them something and they've got the funniest kind of quizzical look on their face. Because I've seen this on Lane Austin. Huh? And then they start to giggle because he's made this gigantic laugh that's not scary at all, but it's just a deep down belly laugh. And then I can see Jesus picking up one of those big conch shells and putting it to his ear to hear the sound of the ocean. And then he'll take it and he'll say, here, you try it. And he puts it to the ear of a child and they pass it to the next child. And you can see the awe and wonder on their face because they're hearing the ocean, but there it is there. And I can see him taking a piece of fish net and kind of putting his fingers through it and doing one of those string games that we used to play as children, like Cat in the Cradle. And you took the loop of string and you did it like this, and then you could, y'all are looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Thank you. Ann McInturf knows exactly what I'm talking about. I can see Jesus doing these things with those children. Because Jesus valued children. He valued them so much that that's what he wants us to be like spiritually. To be practicing our faith through the traits of a child. He wants us so badly to practice honesty. And it begins with self. And it begins with God. Because there's no sense in trying to hide something from God. He's got it. He understands. He knows before you're about to do it. So he wants us to be honest. And then he wants us to try to recapture our innocence. So go get you some Play-Doh today. Recapture your innocence. And then he wants us to practice our faith with excitement for learning. Lane Austin just turned 18 months old. And she's doing something called parenting, which is a part of the learning process for toddlers. And if you go on my Facebook page a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't help it. I had to put on a little video because she's learning the sounds on her see and say, and I hope you know what that is. And you pull the string and the arrow lands on something. So she's learning the animal sounds. And on this Facebook page, we're saying, her father is asking, what does the lion say? And she goes, roar, roar. And then she goes, and she's so proud that she did that. But she's parroting what she's hearing us try to teach her, and she's parroting what she's being taught at school. She can do heads, shoulders, knees, and toes faster than anybody I've ever seen. But I'm wondering if we're being careful and mindful of our still process and form of parroting with our children. Because they do parrot and mimic what they hear us say. So if you're having kind of a little discussion about the presidential candidates in your home, your children are listening and probably repeating it at school. And that's just one example. Later on, we adults get really good at this parroting, and it's called gossip. Their immediate ability to trust. We don't have that. We've lost that. But we need to recapture. Their lack of inhibition. Well, we should practice some decorum and inhibition. And we should be more like that in the way that we relate to God and to one another. And finally, Jesus blessed the children. Jesus lifted the child onto his lap because that was a symbol that God lifts up all of his children, all of his children. Those who commit crimes and don't even think about it. Those who have different social views, justice views, political views, spiritual faiths, all of his children, God lifts them up in his love and his grace and hope that all will enter the kingdom. Jesus blessed the children by making them the example for the disciples to follow, not scorn. focused upon them rather than being annoyed by them. Giving them human touch, not neglect. Comparing them to just a little bit of heaven. Joy. We can't go back to our childhood physically. I understand that. But the Lord is inviting us to go back to our childhood spiritually. And that's your homework as we end our lesson today. Today I challenge you three things. Do something that you did in your childhood today that brought you joy. Riding a bicycle, coloring, Play-Doh, something that brought you joy. And second of all, before we leave today, you find a child and you encourage them and pat them on the back and say that you're proud of them and you love them. And thirdly, you get on your knees like you did as a child. If your knees won't work, God will understand. But you pray to your Heavenly Father. And see, after you do all three of those, play like a child, love a child, and pray like a child, to see if you don't just somehow recapture the spirit of the living Lord in the way of a child today. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. We invite our celebration band and singers to come forward as we prepare to sing our last song today. If there are those here today who would like to unite with this church in any of the ways we receive members, if you'd like to come forward and profess your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you'd like to come forward and pray, if you'd like for me to pray, let me know that as well, as we now stand and sing our final song.
You are condemned. I'm alive.
was a joy to be in worship with you today. I hope you've had a moment to really think about the children and to think about the needs, because there's so many different kinds of children. And Jesus died for each and every one of them and wants us to embrace each and every one of them as we reach out to them in love and care. Go forward now and be the children of God that you've called to be. Amen.